Saga Egmont presents Doll Child by Inger Gammelgaard Madsen, translated from Danish by Sinead Quirk Kongersgaard, read by Emma Gregory. Prologue. When he straightened up, the shiny new Lloyd shoes he really only wore for good wear sank into the muck, and he almost fell backwards. The sensation of something fragile being crushed between fingers lay quivering uncomfortably beneath his skin. At the same time, it evoked in him an exhilaration reminiscent of sexual arousal. The feeling surprised him, and yet it didn't. It was the same as the time with the toads that lived in the vegetation around the little garden pond in the back garden of his childhood home. The ugly, repulsive toads, with their warty backs, crawling clumsily and helplessly around on the garden tiles. Some were as big as the soles of his child-sized shoes. The little arms, with their four stubby fingers that appeared to have been amputated, waved helplessly under his shoe as he stepped on them. Their whimpering only gave reason to press his foot even harder until he heard a crunch and there was silence. Some died in silence. Pain was obviously not something all toads expressed. Afterwards, he threw them in the garden pond. Mum wondered what disease the toads had suffered when they lay dead in the water, belly up, and began to smell. But she didn't do anything about it, either. He stood with his arms down by his sides, stretching and clenching his hands to make the feeling go away. His trousers had dirty knees. Desperately, he tried to brush the soil off. His breathing was strained, coming in heavy gasps, and he could feel the sticky film of sweat on his forehead. The stifling heat lay on the damp air like a heavy duvet. The smell of rotten leaves and mould filled his nostrils. Panic crept in and mingled with the frustration. He looked around. Thankfully, there was no one here. And luckily, it was raining. It kept people indoors. He looked up and let the rain hit his face. The little cold slaps of the drops against his skin made him shudder slightly. Another feeling he hadn't experienced since he was a child. With eyes closed, he tasted the water dripping down his lips. Suddenly, he looked down at her. The rainwater had begun to collect in her eye sockets. The body was surprisingly heavy as he lifted it up. One arm fell limply down to the side, dangling towards his hip as he began to walk in the rain. The water ran down her cheeks like tears. He felt the crying in his throat. Why had she screamed? He hated that whimpering. She should have done as he had said. The tears mingled with the rainwater and tasted salty in his mouth. Chapter 1. The newsreader's voice on the radio told of several riots and suicide bombers in the Middle East. She listened to the voice without registering what was being said. It was the same every time she heard the news on the radio or TV. But it was so far away, on another planet.
Denmark's come closer to a terrorist attack since we followed the Americans into war in Iraq,
her husband said often enough. The world is cruel, but that wasn't her world. She felt safe in Denmark, particularly in Jutland, and most especially here in Aarhus, where there was rarely more crime than a few assaults and rapes. That was bad enough, of course, but it didn't affect her little world in the house in Brabrand, protected by the high privet hedge. The news ended and dinner music took over. She hummed along to Care Lily Mamor by Richard Ravel. Through the kitchen window, she saw her teenage daughter come running back. The rubbish bin at the front door had been overflowing. It hadn't been put out on the road the night before for the bin men to collect that morning, so she had asked Maria, who had only been hanging out in her room with her iPod, to run down to the skip with it. She didn't understand all the modern gear young girls need.